Was it clear for you that it will be a very intense story from the beginning, from the first moment, or did you think at the beginning, oh, it's a short movie, it's...
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, I thought it was going to be a short movie all the way up until 2 days of me going out to Kentucky, because Clay shot a short film in Kentucky right before we started shooting Justin Moss, and so I wasn't out there for that part of it. And I flew out 2 days before we started shooting Justin Moss, and basically he called me on the phone and said that, you know, they're going to try and make it into a feature instead of a short. And so that's kind of how it was. I don't know, we didn't have a script, so it was we were exploring and coming up with ideas on the way as the process went along. Even after the first cut, we think of new ideas and more scenes that Jess would go through, or with her parents, or with her dad, and Moss with his grandparents, and going back and shooting those. And it was basically just a process of discovery the whole way. I mean, from the beginning, Clay knew who these characters were, and he knew their backstory and their relationship with each other. And so that was kind of laid out for us. But as far as what we were going to be doing during our summer days, or how we related to our parents or anything like that, it was just a process of discovery. So
you found your main actress very quick because you wrote the story for her. How did you find your main actor? Where is he from?
So, like you said, I basically had known Sarah for about a year and a half before we started shooting, so I very much wrote the role for her. But then once we started to figure out the things that we had at the very beginning, was I knew I wanted to write something for Sarah, I knew I wanted to shoot something on my family's farm in this old house, and I knew I wanted to shoot something on 16mm film because, you know, I come from a cinematography background, and a couple of years before I had purchased a 16mm camera. And between my DP and I, we had lots of short ends of different 16mm stocks. So that we knew. Once we started putting the story together, we realized that we needed this character of Moss, this 12-year-old boy. That was the part where the one key ingredient that we did not have yet. So as Sarah had mentioned earlier, I had... Right before I was going to shoot Justin Moss, which was going to be a short on 16mm, I was going to shoot another short film on the Red, on digital. And it was called $5. And it was to be based on a book by Southern author Larry Brown, a scene from a book by Larry Brown. And I had come out in March of 2009 to cast for that short film, which was all children actors. And Austin, who ended up playing the character of Moss and Justin Moss, actually came in to audition for the short film. He auditioned for the role of Kenny, which was a little boy who lived in a trailer with his half-sisters. And it's kind of a comedy. It's very different from Justin Moss, but it is set in the same kind of world. It's in a kind of a lower-income rural country and shot in Western Kentucky. Well, he came into an audition that I had in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's from a small town in Tennessee called Chapel Hill. And he was the first boy who came in to audition, and he'd never done anything before. Maybe he had done one play. And he walked in, and his hair was slicked back, and he was wearing this giant oversized T-shirt that hung down to his knees and with the sleeves cut off. And he walked in, and he had a very natural country accent, and he said to me, he was like, he was looking at the sides, the script that to prepare to audition, and he said, "Listen, man, now I just got this like 10 minutes ago, so is it going to be okay if I don't have all my lines memorized 100% the first time?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, it'll be fine. We'll do it a few times." So we went through it, and he's a very charming kid. He's very authentic, he's very engaging. He listens. So I cast him in the short film as Kenny. And he was so, so great that even though I had other casting sessions for the character of Moss, by the time we finished the short, I just knew that it had to be him. So we had one day off after we shot the short. We shot the short in 5 days. Then we had one day off and went immediately into production on Justin Moss, and he played Moss as well. So, so he's been in the two things that I've directed since I was in film school, which was, you know, 5 years ago. He's played the lead boy in both of them, so... Yeah, he's kind of he and Sarah, I guess, are kind of like my muses.
How was it for you to meet the character of Moss? In the movie, you're like the great sister. How was it as an actor? Were you like the great sister, telling him a lot of things in acting and so on?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we met, we just clicked. Like, he was, he's just an extremely, he's a smart kid, he's a funny kid, and he's fun to be around. I mean, I knew as playing Jess that I needed to, you know, hang out with this kid as much as I could if we're going to have a believable relationship together. And it just happened so quickly. Like, for us, we became really good friends. We hung out on set together while everybody else was off and, you know, setting things up or doing whatever. They built us a little tree house up in one of the trees. So me and Austin would hang up there a lot and just get to know each other and talk a lot. And he'd ask a lot of questions. He's at that age where he's growing up and he's very curious. And, you know, I learned a lot from him because he grew up basically in the country, in this area. So he knows about rifles and pistols and that sort of thing and shooting deer and how to drive a tractor and all that stuff. So it was fun. It was fun hanging out with him and we got along really well. So
it's an interesting relationship between the two characters. It's sometimes it's like I said, little brother sister. Sometimes it's cousins. Sometimes it's nearly a friendship or nearly intimate. But it's a mixture of all, and it changes all the time.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Jess is kind of at that age where she's, you know, going through changes, going through girl changes, and her best friend is Moss, and she's kind of a weird social creature. She doesn't have very many friends, and the one person that she has is, you know, years younger than her. And so as far as the girlfriend aspect goes, she does experiment a little bit with Moss. And then, yeah, she grew up with Moss. Like, she basically raised him or helped raise him. His parents, something happened to his parents when he was 2 years old. He lives with his grandparents. They are significantly older than him, so he doesn't really have, you know, that younger person in his life. And, you know, she's been with him since he was two and was there all the way. So spending time together and just so, yeah, it's like it's a mother. She's mother, son, and friend and girlfriend and all sorts of things to him. I mean, all they have is each other. And that's what it is.